Are you ready? Let's go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0!
Hi everyone! It is season 3 of the Fringe Benefits podcast starting right now. It's 2022 and today, February 18th, is the first day of the Adelaide Fringe. To get you up to speed on what's been happening, the last few months here in Adelaide, we've been battling COVID. I have no idea how I have not become a close contact yet. It blows my mind. I'm out way too often for that to have not happened already. But things are looking good for tonight, for the next 2 months, for the next 31 days of the Adelaide Fringe, because the festival gods have looked down upon us favourably, and the Fringe is back with a vengeance. Tonight you're going to find Adelaide in a very, very different state than normal. I mean, I go out all the time and sometimes I find the East End completely dead, like no one out at 10:30 p.m. But tonight you're going to find the East End packed to the brim with people across Gluttony, the Garden of Unearthly Delights, and all down the main strip on Rundle Street. The West End is being revitalized as well, which is super exciting. They're bringing in what they're calling the West Village, which is a collaborative effort of a bunch of different venues where they're going to be hosting fringe shows. And across the state, in places from like McLaren Vale, the Adelaide Hills, Kangaroo Island, Renmark, Victor Harbour, and so many other places, you're going to be finding fringe magic during the next 2 months. I am so excited, just like the last 2 years, so excited to be spending the next few weeks with you. If this is your first time listening to the Fringe Benefits podcast, we release episodes every Friday morning throughout the Fringe. So if you're driving to work or sitting at your desk or whatever the hell you're doing on a Friday, listen every single Friday morning, afternoon, whatever works, and hopefully you can get as geared up for the weekend as I am during the Fringe. This year, as usual, I'm bringing you all the fringy goodness from shows, performances, events, the best bars, and you know you can trust my opinion on that, tips and tricks from the fringe, and the inside scoop of what's going on during festival season, not only from the shows you need to see, but some of the behind-the-scenes gossip as well. And this is all coming from your go-to fringe girl, me. My name is Emma. You might know me as The Iconic Blonde on Instagram. And I'll be posting on my Iconic Blonde Instagram and blog all of February and March, as well as fringe-specific content on my Instagram page for this podcast, which is at Fringe Benefits Podcast. The best thing about Fringe now is that it's pretty much completely online in 2022. So you can grab your tickets online before you head out, which I highly recommend that you do, because I was looking at shows the other night and so many of them are already sold out. So make sure you go grab yours now for the over 1,000 events that are taking place over 350 venues. In this episode, I'll be chatting through COVID-safe practices for the 2002 Adelaide Fringe, my VIP insights from the Adelaide Fringe Garden of Unearthly Delights VIP Fringe opening event that happened just the other day, and my recommendations for the best places and shows that you need to see and book into for this season. If you're heading out tonight to the Fringe, COVID-safe practices are absolutely in full effect as they are everywhere else, so don't forget your mask. There will be some outdoor and open-air fringe venues, but indoor venues will still require you to wear your mask inside, and I have learnt the hard way not to wear red lipstick when heading out to the fringe unless you want it smeared across your face and a permanent reminder of your mistakes on the inside of your mask, which you cannot get out in the wash. When you're out and about at the Fringe, continue to check in to your locations with the COVID-safe check-in and respect COVID guidelines. I personally think the most selfish thing someone could do during Fringe is to like flounce the rules and potentially have a Fringe show completely shut down. And like these artists have spent months preparing to perform. Some of them have come over from overseas. So I think it would just be terrible if some dickhead wouldn't wear their mask and would have to shut down their entire show. And a reminder that some venues will also require you to show your proof of double vaccination. So before you head out tonight, make sure you add your proof of vax to your Apple Wallet. 2022 is also the perfect year for anyone venturing to the Fringe to support local. Only 4% of the shows taking place this year are international acts, which is a huge decline from the 20% of international acts that came through prior to 2020. Also, something that was just released, I think 2 days ago, is that the state government has announced free public transport from noon Fridays until midnight Sundays, which will be running from today to the 20th of March in a bid to support festival season. That's actually going to be kind of a game changer because I hate taking public transport because it nearly costs as much to take the tram as it does to get an Uber, but I can see myself definitely making the most of it with that free public transport. The Fringe ambassadors for this year include the multi-award-winning comedian and entertainer Ruben Kay, comedian, actor and radio presenter Nazim Hussain, and actor, comedian and influencer Diana Nguyen, who will help promote the world-class event to audiences nationwide and beyond. For those who might not know the ambassadors, let's break it down on who they are and what they're going to be doing at this year's Fringe. Ruben Kay is a multi-award winning comedian and singer who has performed in London, Paris, Berlin, Zurich, Hamburg, and all across Australia. Ruben has 2 separate shows in the Fringe this year, one being The K-Hole and one being The Butcher's Back, which are both cabaret shows based in the Garden. Next up is comedian, actor, and radio presenter Nazim Hussain, who you might know best as the creator and star of his TV show Legally Brown, which aired for 2 seasons on SBS in 2013 and 14. Nazim will be at Rhino Room this Fringe season with his stand-up comedy show, Hussain That. And this is hilarious. Nazim has mentioned in his bio for his Fringe show that if you need any convincing to see his show, you should DM him directly on Instagram with your mobile number and he'll call you to convince you to come. So I definitely dare anyone listening to this right now to do exactly that and report back to me with how you go. Last up, we have actor, comedian, and influencer Diane Nguyen, who has been on the comedy bandwagon since 2011. Voted most influential Asian Australian under 40 in 2021. Congrats. Diana actually has over 76 followers on LinkedIn, which I'm jealous of, weirdly enough. And she'll be joining the Fringe this year with her show Chasing Keanu Reeves, which sounds straight up hilarious. I definitely recommend going and checking out the ambassadors if you have the chance across the Fringe period. But next up, we're going to talk about the VIP Garden of Unearthly Delights Fringe preview that I went along to at Light ADL the other night. So it was Tuesday night and I was very lucky to be invited to the VIP preview for the Garden of Unearthly Delights by the effervescent Cassie Young from Be Young PR. And if you haven't heard of Cassie, you absolutely should have by now because Cassie throws the fucking best parties Adelaide has ever seen. The preview was hosted at Light ADL, which is this really awesome venue on Light Square in the CBD that has over 350 square meters of LED screens. And they're not for profit too, so artists can use the space to make their projects come to life. The Fringe preview included 3 of the biggest shows in the Garden this year, which is Blanc de Blanc, Encore, Maho Magic Bar, and The Purple Rabbit. The artists had on the most beautiful costumes and were going around the Light ADL Beer Garden handing out free champagne, doing magic tricks to the guests, and rolling around in roller skates. A breakdown of the shows are as follows. Blanc de Blanc Encore is glitzy, glamorous, and an extravagant world of vintage French flair. It includes risque humor, spectacular aerials, sparkling comedy, and big dance numbers. I actually saw this show last year and I gave them a 5-star review, which is really cool because they put my review on their Adelaide Fringe page. So if you go on there right now, you'll see my name next to 5 stars. The Purple Rabbit promises an evening of mischief, magic, and mind-blowing mayhem, and presents a late-night fix of comedy, spectacle, and trickery from an ensemble international cast that are sure to hit the spot. And a show that I've been wanting to see for a very long time now is Maho Magic Bar, which is part show, part bar, and all magic. At Maho Magic Bar, a cast of charismatic master magicians from Australia and Japan perform just for you in a purpose-built venue covered in neon. Maho is always sold out. I have literally tried to get tickets these past few years and I have never been able to get it, so definitely grab yours early if you want to experience this one. After a preview of each show, we headed back out to the beer garden where the performers were doing their thing for a Channel 7 weather cross. It was very cool. The funniest part of the night was there was this guy, and I think he was like their agent or like an owner of all the shows or something, but he was this older guy with bleach blonde spiky hair who I honestly thought looked like Guy Fieri. And he was at the bar just ordering bottles and bottles of Tattinger, which is a French champagne, and passing them around to all the performers before things started to get very fun and merry. I'm just praying that the guy on the roller skates didn't make the most of the open bar, because I could definitely see that getting messy. The Garden of Unearthly Delights is actually celebrating 20 years in 2022, and the garden started off as two tents and a disco ball back in the day and has since grown into what I think is the biggest fringe venue in South Australia. To create the garden, it actually takes 60 shipping containers worth of equipment, unloaded, 7.5k of fairy lights strung across the park, and millions of dollars. So now that I've completely convinced you to go see those three shows. So if you do go and see anything this Adelaide Fringe, make sure you head to the garden, get your tickets for Blanc de Blanc Encore, The Purple Rabbit, and Maho Magic Bar. It'll 110% be worth it, trust me. I wouldn't lie to you. In the last couple of years, we've really had more shows than fringe venues, but fringe venues are definitely coming back, and there's a couple of really cool ones that I want to recommend as well. One that's popped up is the Artist Bar. It's not a show, but it's the after party everyone in Adelaide is invited to. The Artist Bar calls themselves the unofficial after-show destination where performers, artists, and their entourage can go to mingle and party on. The difference this year is that there's actually access to the public, so we can all go rub shoulders with the cute acrobatic guy in the top hat from the VIP Garden of Unearthly Delights Fringe preview the other night. From what I'm reading, the Artist Bar is supposed to kind of be a new fringe club, which if you've been around for fringe for a while, or if you haven't, which was like the place to go to mingle with all the off-duty artists, and you could only get in if you were lucky enough to score a pass or were smart enough to sneak in, which me and my friends definitely had down pat. The venue is free for fringe artists, Garden of Unearthly Delight staff and Gluttony staff, and they say perhaps the odd lucky guest. The Artist Bar director, Stephen Craddock, who is also part of In the Dark Entertainment, which is affiliated with Mara's Poppin, says that you might be able to score a free pass depending on how much you love your show and your favourite performer. It's also free entry plus one if you're a Fringe Pass holder, which I am, so it's just another excuse to grab your Fringe membership ahead of the festival. To get into the Artist Bar, you're going to need to head to Mary's Poppin. You'll need to look out for the artist sign in neon out the front. I'm going to make an educated guess and assume that they're opening up the old Mary's entrance. If you went to Mary's from day fucking dot like I did, you'll know that there was none of the beautiful pink foyer bar that they have now. Mary's was just the top red room of that big synagogue building. And to get upstairs, you'd have to go through this dingy little alleyway that then took you to the private staircase to head upstairs. If this is what they're doing, I actually think they've made a very good call, because I cannot wait to feel that old Mary's nostalgia for the Artist Bar when I eventually do head up there. I also highly recommend another venue of mine, which is my little secret, and I hate the fact that I'm telling you this right now, but like it's so good I just have to get it out. I also promised the older, middle-aged, slightly balding Eastern European gentleman who owns the bar that I would promote it, so I'm doing my job. My favourite bar in Adelaide right now is a place that no one knows, and it's this beautiful little balcony bar on East Terrace called Siberia. To get to it, head to East Terrace. It's opposite the parklands in the Garden of Unearthly Delights, and you have to follow the neon open sign out the front and head upstairs. When you do go upstairs, you're going to find a really small, cozy Eastern European bar, and they have, honestly, every kind of vodka imaginable, besides vanilla vodka, which I have said to them that I'm going to deliver personally to them during the Fringe. And more than the bar, when you head out to the balcony, it's kind of half enclosed, half open, but it's open enough that you can smoke on the balcony and you kind of feel like you're in a cigar lounge. The owner is the nicest guy, and the bartenders make you feel like your best friends, especially after a couple of, you know, the double shot vodkas that they usually end up giving me when I do go there. It's also a really great venue to bring a date. I have done that before and it went much better than I expected. I think it's like kind of cool and dingy and no one knows about it, but it's also kind of romantic. I don't know. It was really fun. I definitely recommend it anyway. But Siberia is doing fringe shows during the fringe. They're hosting Karaoke Me, which they're getting a literal band upstairs on stage playing whatever song that you want to sing to if you're game enough to get up. The show itself is hosted by Groove Me, and it's taking place across 3 Saturdays during the fringe. A couple weeks ago, me and my friends were at Siberia and they pulled up, you know, those YouTube karaoke songs on the TV screen. And we were scream singing Mr. Brightside by The Killers. And I think a couple of ABBA songs as well. Ricky Martin. It was so much fun. And you're just up there looking over East Terrace with your friends. And it was such a good memory. I definitely recommend. If you see me there, say hello. If you go there, tell them I sent you. So they are my recommendations for the 2022 Fringe for week one. Trust me, I have a hell of a lot more recommendations to go for the next few weeks. But that is enough for me. And while I have you, I will leave you with one thing. The Fringe would not be possible without the commitment from the artists, the venues, and the entire Fringe team who have all worked so hard to bring back the biggest arts festival in the Southern Hemisphere. So if you do go out, thank your artists, thank your performers, thank your venues. Just bring good vibes when you do things like this, and I'm sure they're going to appreciate it. So, what am I actually doing this weekend? Your go-to fringe girl, what the hell is she doing? Today, I'm actually going to get my first ever tattoo by one of my really, really old friends, Claire, who's an apprentice at the Grim Raptor. So, very fucking excited about that. I'm hoping to go past the central markets during the day, figure out what the fuck I'm going to be wearing tonight, because my friends and I are heading out to the Garden and Gluttony. Usually in past years, I would kind of organize a bit of an itinerary of what shows or bars or whatever that we should go to. But I have a bit of a feeling that this year on the first night, it's going to be really busy. So I reckon we're going to head straight into the Garden, get a drink, feel my full euphoria fantasy in the fairground section of the Garden, and then hopefully ending up at either Siberia or the Artist's Bar. Tomorrow night, I then have one of my good uni friends' private parties taking place at a bar in Gluttony. So I'm very excited to see how that goes. And in next week's episode, I'll be reviewing Blanc de Blanc Encore in depth, as well as the fringe show called Same Penis Forever and The Purple Rabbit, as I'm seeing those two shows for the first time next week. So thank you so much again for tuning in for season 3. If you've made it this far, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. Follow me on Instagram at The Iconic Blonde. And if you're in the mood for the perfect fringy vibes for tonight, I actually do have a Fringe Benefits playlist on Spotify, which you can find through the link in my bio on Instagram. I hope you have an amazing first night of Fringe. I am so excited that Fringe is back. This is going to be another incredible season, and I look forward to spending every single week with you. All right, everyone, enjoy the first weekend. Okay, I will talk to you next Friday. I better go get my shit together. I gotta go get ready. I have a big day ahead of me. I will talk to you all next week. Have a good one. Thanks. Bye.